It's Friday, Friday. Friday. I don't know how the song goes. I'm here in the car with my beautiful bride. Say hello, Elena.
Hi.
What thoughts do you have for us tonight?
What thoughts do I have for us?
Yeah.
Me and you?
Sure. Anything come to mind?
I'm glad it's Friday. I love Fridays. I like the weekends. Now that we have a kid in school, it's so nice. Like, weekends actually mean something to us.
Right, it's not just another evening before another day.
So I can sleep in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'll let you sleep in till 6:30.
Except for, I guess I'm not going to be able to sleep in because we're having a rake leafing activity at our ward. So.
Yeah, so as many of you know, we just moved to Holiday, Utah. And there's like a bajillion trees in Holiday, Utah, especially with compared to Utah standards, since we're in a desert. But many people comment that it feels like the East Coast when you drive over here because there's just so much green. And that means in the fall, it dumps leaves. So our elders' quorum is in charge of the activity of going around and raking leaves. But I noticed we've raked all our leaves. I had this thought today. This is like...
you raked maybe for like an hour. I raked...
Oh, come on. Oh, are we keeping score here? Is that what's happening? I helped with the leaves. I did. Okay, that doesn't matter. We both helped with the leaves, yeah, okay?
But, you know, I actually enjoyed it. I like raking leaves. It's therapeutic. It's nice just to be outside. And yeah, it's good.
But this is the perfect, parallel to, Latter-day Saint culture is... We raked all our leaves, so really there's nothing for the ward to do. I noticed our next-door neighbor who's on our ward was raking his leaves today. It's like, oh, I'm going to rake the leaves so people can't help me on Saturday.
This leaf raking thing is mostly for, elderly and widows.
I know.
I'm not, like...
But they would rake our leaves. Like, there's this fear of, if I don't get my business in order, they're going to come and take care of my business and...
Well, actually, no. I'd be fine if people came over. We still have a few leaves that could be raked, actually.
Okay, when they come over, I'm just going to ask them to clean our toilets instead.
Right, okay.
And see how embarrassed you are at that point.
I don't believe you would, so it's okay. You can say you're going to.
Okay, all right. So, we'll be raking leaves tomorrow morning. Today, I was sort of telling my wife about this, so I thought I'd tell the core leader community about this. Is today, Rick Bennett, if you don't know Rick Bennett, he is the host of the Gospel Tangents podcast, which is a very interesting podcast. I really enjoy it for the most part. It definitely isn't like uber orthodox, Rick Bennett is a good... I mean, he's a temple worker. He's a good, faithful member. But he's... Maybe has some unorthodox perspectives. But he interviews just interesting people. Like, he's done this whole series about Mark Hoffman and the Salamander Papers as far as... Not, like, what the Salamander Papers were, but... what happened with the investigation of Mark Hoffman and his arrest. And anyways, like, just really obscure topics. That's why it's called Gospel Tangents, because it is quite literally a podcast about gospel tangents. And anyways, it's interesting. And so we connected a few months back, and then he asked if he could interview me. So I said, sure. You know, I'm always... One, it's like I enjoy having those conversations, like talking to people. And two, you know, I'm always trying to get the Leading Saints brand out there. In front of people, no matter how large or small the podcast is. So he came over and set up his equipment and interviewed me. And I guess it was a good practice because I don't know if I told you this, Elena, that KUER reached out to me. They're the local NPR radio station here in Salt Lake. And they're going to have at least they're playing with the idea. I'm not sure if they'll go through, but they're playing with the idea of doing a bishop episode, because they've had so many episodes about youth interviews, and they talked about the other, the larger national NPR that's talked about youth interviews in the church. And I just hate to listen to those because it's done in a very negative, negative perspective. I mean, I can tell they sort of try to be fair, but anyways, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, so he came and interviewed me, and he asked me some of those questions related to that, and it was like good practice to sort of think on my feet and not get ahead of myself. But I have this problem, as many of you probably noticed on the podcast, I'm willing to admit it, like sometimes I try and talk more grown up than I am. Would you agree with this, Elena?
No, not necessarily.
Well, okay. And I think over time I've had a lot of practice. Like, I'm a pretty articulate person, and I can, like, hold my own in most adult conversations, even with, like, some intellectuals, even some people I've had on the podcast. It's like, okay, you know, I can have this conversation and sound coherent and somewhat intelligent, but in no way have I ever been an intellectual. Like, I literally graduated college with C's, and I'm much more of a creative mind than I am, like, a intellectual mind. You know, I read history books, but I don't like dive into history books or intellectual books like that. And so anyways, long story short, Rick came over, we did this interview, and he literally interviewed me for over 2 hours, and we talked on everything from, like, just what Leading Saints is to the dynamics of leadership, what a church leader, you know, what do members do if they sort of have a tyrannical church leader. And then he asked me about, you know, the church and removing emphasis off of LDS and Mormon. And then we got into, like, the November 2015 policy about, you know, the children of gay couples. We talked about making wards more LGBT friendly. And then he talked about, like, youth interviews. Am I supposed to turn here? Is that where we're going? Okay.
This is
real life. You can talk. This is me, you in the car, and imagine we're, like, in a huge bus, and there's just 100 people in this car with us.
Honey, you got to turn left.
Okay.
Actually, you should have got off a different exit.
No way. This is where it's at. We're going to Whole Foods.
He drives wherever he wants to, I guess.
Hey. I'm with my people. Anyway, so we went through this, and there were points where I'd, like, all of a sudden I'm in the middle of a paragraph, and I'm like, oh no, like, I'm just digging myself a hole. Like, this isn't working. My argument is not standing up. And at one point I just said, you know, can I go back to what I said? Like, you're probably right. You know, these are tough circumstances and situations, and I hope people can see how I'm wrestling with it. And I think it ended well, but man, luckily he gave me all the audio so I can review it. And I may release it, depending how it turns out. I may release it on the main Leading Saints podcast. But so do I need to do a UE here?
I'm navigating.
All right, we're navigating, folks. But I don't know. I just thought back, like, oh, man, I sort of regret some things I said, but I always do that after every time I'm interviewed. I'm sure people I interview go through that as well. Maybe it turned out better, but I just want to, like, I'm just tired of, like, these media outlets, like, doing these passive aggressive attacks on church leaders, and nobody, like, speaks up for it. And I don't blame the church for not speaking up for them, because, man, they've got so much, like, such a PR headache. And so, you know, I'm the soldier that's... All right. All right. Thank you, Google, making a U-turn. But anyways, I'm just, like, tired of, like, nobody standing up because of we're such in a politically correct culture. And so if I need to be that soldier that goes on the hill and dies and I tarnish my, you know, people think, well, that guy's not very smart, or he hasn't thought about this enough, or, like, whatever. Like, at least there's somebody who's willing to talk and just say, you know what, being a bishop is hard. And yeah, there's creepers out there that are sometimes bishop. And if that's the case, then point them out and let's get rid of them. Like, they shouldn't be in that role. But just to say, like, oh, we should stop all youth interviews because of a few bad apples, I just don't think it's as bad as organizations like NPR want us to think. And of course, and when I say that, I'm just saying, well, yeah, it's really bad for that one or two person. Yeah, of course it is. It's awful. If somebody's been abused or in a creepy conversation with a bishop, that's awful. And it should be done away with. But we can't just man, there's so much good that those youth interviews do as well, you know. And I think about my youth experience, and man, it was like, I love my youth bishop. And man, he did a lot for me. So, what do you think, Alana?
That all sounds really good. I feel the same way about my youth bishop. I think, I don't know, like, there's just something about the interviews that...
Did you have any, like, from a female perspective? Mm-hmm. Like, and you're from a very, like, conservative farm, you know, town where you're going to get, like, uber conservative bishops. Like, sometimes I go to your ward and I feel like I'm in the 1980s. Like, just in general, not like, just like, it's the same old, like, hey, brother Jones, how are you? Like, here we are, we're in Elders Quorum. Like, it just, and that's not, it's fine. It is what it is, but... What was your youth interview experience like? Did you have any weird questions that made you uncomfortable?
No. But...
And you've had some youth... You had, like, some Law of Chastity lessons that were, like, kind of confusing, right?
Yeah, like...
You gonna tell that story?
You want me to tell
I think that? It's a hilarious story that... Am I turning right up here? Anyways, this is worth the wait, folks, and we want to continue to be alive in this car as we drive.
Just keep going.
Okay.
You're good. I think it's going to be up here.
So what do you remember of your youth experience?
You wanted me to tell that story that I told you?
Yeah.
So I remember in like a... There's a Whole Foods right there.
Oh, it's on the other side. Okay.
So... I remember being in a fireside when I was a youth, and...
You were a young youth, right? And we came from a home where sex wasn't generally talked about openly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we just went to our maturation clinic, and that was our birds and bees talk.
Yeah, so I remember the speaker saying, it can happen to anybody, meaning, like, anybody could get pregnant, like...
Yeah, like, this is so funny. Like, there you are, probably like a beehive, and you have some youth leader up there, like, trying to really stress the importance of the Law of Chastity, right?
Well, I could have even been like a My Maid or Laurel. I don't really remember how old I was, but I just remember, like, thinking, oh my gosh, like, it could happen to me, like, I could get pregnant. And so I'd be like, wow, like, I gotta be careful even when I'm like, if I ever get kissed, or I don't know, like, I was just
like, you're sitting like, am I pregnant right now? Like,
yeah, so they definitely were trying to, you know, I think that would be probably fine to say if they gave us some context beforehand, but they didn't really explain it, like, so
right, and that's the thing, like, I would never, I mean, the reality is, yeah, the Latter-day Saint, like, youth experience is not, like, the best place to learn all things about the facts of life. Could it be improved? Yeah. Are there... And so, going back to the point, it's just like, yeah, there's some creepers that ask these weird questions, and I don't... Anyways, as a bishop, I never, ever felt like, oh, I need more information, or I need to know, like, how that person felt, and if they liked it, or it's just like... crazy. And so anyways, it was a tough conversation, and basically he's like, well, should the church like have a policy on what exactly they can say and can't say? And I'm just like, no. Like, and it basically comes to like, well, why not? Well, because we can't just like, we can't give line by line everything a bishop should do. Like, we just get a logical, faithful, you know, well-meaning person who has some common sense. And most of the time, you're not going to run into this. Anyways, the interview went somewhat like this recording is going, where I'm like, he's asking me questions of things that I feel like I've thought through. And then when I start to try and articulate them, I'm like, okay, I don't sound like I know what I'm talking about here. And anyways, pray for me, folks, that it turns out okay.
Well, I'm excited to hear it anyways. We'll see if you made a fool of yourself or if it actually sounded pretty good. We'll see.
Well, we're at Whole Foods. We're going to go get some delicious food.